Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's up? We welcome you into the NFL Fantasy Live podcast. James Coe here with you, joined alongside by the usual cast of characters here. We got Matt Harmon, Matt Franchise, and Alex Gilhar. It's the best of.
I feel like we haven't left this podcast studio all week.
Been here so long.
We're talking best of 2017. I know we're into 2018 now, but that's okay. We're taking a look back at 2017. Not a whole lot of fantasy.
It's never too late to look back.
It's never too late to look back.
It's an inside joke. Literally,
inside
nobody
joke.
Gets, but
yeah, but who cares?
Which
whatever.
Is always good when you can make those for a big audience.
We're yep. in a conference room. And quite honestly, we don't care.
No. Nope.
We're taking a look back at the best of moments here of the NFL Fantasy Live podcast from 2017. We'll go all the way back into the off season.
I like it.
Woo! For this episode, we're going to get to one of the fan favorites, really. And I'm surprised we never got back into it, but we're talking about the Block Party.
Block Party!
We will talk about the Block Party. What you should definitely look forward to in today's episode will be the one thing that Matt Harmon will definitely not be looking forward to.
I haven't gotten over what happened to me in the last episode. I haven't emotionally
let
moved
that go.
On from that or finished cleaning up the wreckage that has caused. So great that we're going to be
we're going to reopen those
wounds. Reopen those wounds.
Just been staring at the wall blankly when he goes home at night.
We're reopening those scars.
God, I'm really literally actively dreading this.
We will look forward. We'll talk about Harmon's love life.
Jesus.
Oh. And some pancakes.
And some unrelated. Pancakes. Unrelated to Matt Harmon's love life, we're going to talk about some pancakes. And there's a reoccurring theme on this podcast as well. And that would be making fun of my clothes. For whatever reason, I take a lot of heat for the watches that I wear.
Oh, yeah, your big Clip
Nation watches. Money watches.
James
I mean, why do we even need to listen to this part? I mean, we'll just let you guys go again.
Let's rack it up. Let's cue these best of
Let's
segments.
Go. So here's the best of, and at the end, we'll give you some reaction as well. Let's go to the Block Party. This is basically a mean tweet segment. We are going to read some interesting tweets that have come our way, and we will explain why you're getting blocked, pal.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to start with Alex Gilhar. Hit me, bud.
All right, so about a week or so ago, I wrote streaming quarterbacks for for week one, and Sam Bradford was among them.
Yes.
And somebody, Chris Saffel, at CSaffel1 yes. on Twitter, hit me back with so this is the year Sam Bradford will break out? That train has sailed.
That
Chris,
train
you're getting blocked for two reasons. One,
sailed?
I never said he was going to break out. I said you could start him for week one. And two, since when do trains sail? get your metaphors and quips in line, bro. You're blocked.
Blocked.
I've seen a sailing train.
Chris Saffel. What?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Chris Saffel, you've been blocked.
Blocked.
Block party.
Block party.
All right, MG, my guy, Marcus Gray.
Worst segment ever.
Literally a week ago,
the NFL
fantasy handle tweeted out my list of players to avoid. Bear of bad news, Marcus G delivers his list of 2017 fantasy football busts. Mm. Touchdown buttons, at TD_buttons, responded back with,
okay.
Does anybody know how many fantasy championships Marcus has won? Zero? To which point, props to Franchise, who immediately fired back with a photo of me drinking out of the cup.
Oh my God.
From the Fantasy
this
Live Championship trophy. So Franchise had my back. So you know what, TD buttons? One, nobody has to put their freaking resume out there when they are like analyzing fantasy football. But two, you are wrong and you are blocked.
You're blocked.
Chris, you're really going to have some audio work to do on this one to lower these so we don't blow out people's
eardrums.
This is
better than the drop guy.
I think it is.
Probably is.
Because it's different every time.
Oh, dude. Oh, man. I love this. Matt Harmon.
Yeah,
so
I don't block too many people.
I block
everyone.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Yeah, Franchise has got a long block list.
Oh, my God.
You're blocked.
Let it run through the rest of the podcast. No, I don't block too many people, but Just yesterday, I don't have the tweet queued up because I forgot. But yesterday I tweeted about the Stephon Diggs thing and how many people were asking me questions, and I had a few. You know, I said this move outside does not hurt him, and I had at least two or three people respond with funny because everything else seems to. Look, I do not get upset about much on Twitter.
Okay,
but your stupid jokes about players' injuries are one. Rude. I'm going to come in and break your legs and see how you feel about it.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's a threat.
I don't think you're going to be tweeting cute jokes about it. That's all I'm saying.
It's a metaphor for blocking you.
And two, they're never funny. Like, that's the thing is they're literally – they're never clever. If they were clever, maybe we'd get by. But so, yeah, those people, you're blocked.
Yep. You're blocked. Block party.
What's that?
All right, French.
There's
was
a
that
goat?
Tom,
was
there's
that Tom Brady?
I don't understand.
French, you got multiple people you're blocking?
I have two. Can I do two?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, I was going to say, we might want to just let him read
by
out
the way,
franchise
episode. Is mad online a lot.
Oh, dude, peek behind the curtain here.
So I've already blocked this guy
year,
but I revealed what?
French loves to block.
He's mad online.
Yeah, do not tweet at me or I'll block.
Well, we were going to
do not.
We said yesterday that franchise's Twitter process is one step one, tweet. Step two, get pissed.
I hate
it's
Twitter.
So great.
I don't like it.
It is so great. All right.
All right. This first one happened last year when I tweeted out my Kristen Michael breakout article.
Yeah.
It said draft him in the 15th round.
Okay.
This guy replied, "How do you have a job? Your fantasy analysts would help me finish 14th in a 12th man league." Immediately blocked. Sorry,
John Davis.
Also, not
you have been blocked.
Not analysis. Analysis.
Yeah, and it was a run-on sentence with no caps or periods. So, I mean, get a life.
Yeah.
All right, the other one came for when I tweeted out the Jets wide receivers depth chart in March, and I said, at that point, Eric Decker and Quincy and Nunez were still alive on the roster.
Yep.
I said, has the Jets wide receiving core ever been uglier? And Jets Twitter came at me like they'd never come at me before. This one guy replied, Dave Nuss, he says, "Who are you? Why are you talking about the Jets? And how are you Twitter verified? Because saying things like this is just ... ugh."
You know what?
You know what, David Nuss?
...
You're blocked!
Block party! Oh, man, this is the best segment.
Woo, this feels great. Can we just do this for the rest of the year?
Oh, my God. All right.
I love this tweet, James, too, that you're blocking here.
All right, so I'm going to be blocking a fellow by the name of David Charlie. He tweeted this at me. Quote, "Please quiet. All your advice is horrible. How you've lasted this long is simply amazing at James D. Co."
Is he trying to tell you to quit? Is that what's happening?
Yes.
Okay.
It's please quit.
Quite.
But
please
he's
quite.
But he typed it out as please quite. And I responded by saying, "I will never quite." apparently, he's a big Rich Eisen fan. So, again, I don't block people either unless it's racist.
Yeah.
But.
Racist, homophobic, or you used the R word, that was the only qualification. Or apparently you tweeted about injury.
But for the sake of the segment, watch it happen right now.
Of the segment, guess what? David Charlie, you have been blocked.
You got blocked.
You got blocked.
My party.
Shane Vereen is another one that's worth mentioning.
Yeah.
I said him.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
sorry.
He threw him out.
Okay.
Thanks for listening, pal.
Jeez. My bad.
He was so ready to give his Pierre Garçon and Rex Burkhead anecdote.
Yeah, he was.
I have to build. I gotta psych myself up before I talk sometimes that I end up forgetting what you guys said.
You mean you're on your phone looking at Tinder.
Well, I can't do that this time because the Facebook Live can see my computer.
Oh, man.
So I can't. I gotta be chill.
Setting up online
dates.
I
am not on Tinder.
Anymore.
Currently.
Cool story.
Let's get into trade calls here. NFL.com/tradecalls.
Buy.
Sure. Sell.
Trade calls.
Trade calls.
I got to get the audio.
Yeah, I was going to say, we can really do this.
I was like, why are we still doing?
Franchise, you recommend selling Will Fuller.
I believe it's 5 touchdowns on 8 catches.
It's insane.
That's a 62% touchdown rate. And those games have come against 3 of the worst pass defenses in the league.
I think you've got a good argument, but they do have a pretty favorable schedule coming up, at least in my opinion.
Did you hear what I just said?
No, I know, but I don't agree with
I just said the opposite of that.
But I don't agree. But
how
don't
can
agree
you not
that.
Agree with that?
Because, okay, they have
they are all good defenses.
They have Seattle this week, but I think the Colts you can exploit through the air. You can exploit the Rams through the air. You could definitely exploit the Cardinals through the air with Patrick Peterson going up against DeAndre Hopkins and then Will Fuller getting
but
Justin
what I'm
Bethel
saying
Tremont
is he's at
balls.
His peak value right now. He's
I,
at
yeah,
his ceiling.
I get
sell
it.
Him now before he regresses a little bit because he's going to.
Harmon just went full like yes. CNN Fox News like contributor. Like it was in like the quad box we were talking like, I hear your argument, but I understand your argument. I like it, but I completely disagree with it. It's like, wait
well,
a minute.
I just think
what?
It's important wait, to you know present the other side of these scenarios.
There is no other side. There
well,
is.
I just gave you the other side.
No other side.
I think this is a good offseason of growth for your boy personally.
Okay.
And I feel good about that. So,
you're just, dapping yourself?
So I'm dapping the universe and the off season. You know, I'm retiring the character that I used to be on this podcast, which was very dark and gloomy. I'm not that guy anymore.
What? Yes,
I
have, you are.
I've had a lot of personal change.
You're the same guy. What are you talking about?
I'm in a relationship now. No, I'm a new man.
He's got
That's breaking news.
That's totally breaking
news.
That is
breaking.
That's breaking news.
You just let that one out of the bag.
Our
I like that.
Want to save it for the real listeners who stay to the end of the
yeah.
show.
Yeah.
This is how I know you're a true fan of the Panthers, because when they were on their three-game win streak or their three-game streak where they were just lighting the world on fire, oh, my God, Matt Harmon, you were on top of the world.
He was back. I remember watching him tilt
on
over a Graham Gano last-second field goal.
They beat the Patriots.
Here's the thing.
And now here he is. I hate them.
And this is
2 weeks later.
This is just a great lesson in why you shouldn't be a fan and why you should really never open your heart to love
come
in general.
Come on.
Because
never
I knew this was
your heart.
I knew this was going to happen. Like, great. Get it. Like, consider actually being a fan of this team for the first time in years.
Yeah.
And, like, then Cam Newton has to go and have the most annoying freaking season of all time. Not just with his play on the field, but
yeah, off the field
guy
as well.
Can't stop doing the dumbest stuff. And just give me a break. I'm done. I want to talk about my Rams. Can we talk about my Rams?
Quite frankly, I'm very worried about the Cincinnati Bengals offense in general.
Bold What's prediction. Up with your collar, by the way?
It's what do they call this?
That's the new style, Rank.
I think our friends on Facebook. Go show our friends on Facebook live.
What are we doing?
No,
I'm fascinated.
It's
I'm distracted.
Trendy.
I'm distracted by his collar
about
now.
That.
It's a trendy style.
Kind of a lazy comparison, but could he fill that Taylor Gabriel role?
No, I don't think that's a lazy
comparison.
Yeah, I don't
think it's lazy
at all.
I was going to make the same point.
You know,
that is actually the most apt comparison.
No, yeah, that's probably your best work.
The most.
Probably your best work.
Better than the shirt.
Yeah, oh definitely better than the shirt.
Stop
the
ripping shirt. On the shirt.
I'm
the
not
shirt
trying.
Is good.
What are you talking about?
Like,
you all don't know fashion.
Yes.
That's what it comes down to.
It's like, oh, look at me. I like kind of look like I might be in prison, but like also still kind of stylish.
Wow, you guys are just jealous because you all have collars on.
I say we take a poll.
So do I.
Who likes the shirt? And producer Chris is here, but his mic doesn't work, so we'll just have you raise your hand as well. So who likes the shirt?
I like the shirt.
4-2.
4-2, you guys.
Okay, but that doesn't count because the two most handsome stylists. Men in the room
Thank
don't
you
like
so
it.
Much,
so,
yes.
Look, no. Me and Co. We're on board with Amir Abdullah this year, and the shirt.
That's not what you want.
And
to lead
the
off
shirt. Let's go.
So we had a really wrong take about a running back, and we like the shirt.
What? You know what it is? It's oh my God. It's like if like Andre from the league. Like some of the stuff that he would wear.
Yeah,
like, that's what it's like.
It's
and
he always thought he was
so fashion forward.
Sadly,
that's exactly
don't
what
you guys, sadly that's accurate.
Don't you guys read GQ? Come on. Get with the times.
Some of us are here working hard, James, not just working like working on our hair.
Not just getting that Clip Nash dividends paycheck.
Look at this watch. This
what?
Thing is
yes.
huge.
Yes, it's a big watch. What do you want from me?
Probably cost thousands of dollars, which is
probably doesn't even tell time.
0.2%
It actually doesn't tell time because
what?
It's broken.
Oh, it's broken.
What
yes.
Happened
okay.
just
wow.
now?
I don't know. Oh my God.
You came at us both at once, which is never a good idea.
I didn't come at you. I said you came with great energy. On, but how's that coming at you?
James, they'll take the most innocuous comment as a slight and use it to jump on you. Let me tell you from experience sitting next to these fools all day.
It's true, it's true.
It's
sorry, buddy, we love you.
All right. We've got
so many mouths to feed. But he's out there, you know? Like, I know he's not doing anything, but it's just one more guy, and you got Ryan Grant.
Ryan Grant
and,
out there.
And yeah. Vernon Davis and Niles Paul getting targets. It's like, what? Yeah. You can't rely on any of these guys.
Get the syrup, not the pancakes. Yeah. Start Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins is hot.
Don't worry about everybody else.
I don't understand that analogy.
The syrup's the best part of pancakes. You ever eaten a pancake by itself? It sucks.
You ever eaten a pancake, James? You ever heard of pancakes?
I mean, yes, but
I can't remember.
Put syrup
on them.
I went back and looked at it. You want the syrup, not the pancakes. It's because
I get it, but I mean, it's like you got to have both. I mean, you can't. I mean, what are you going to do? You drink the syrup by itself? I mean, it's just kind
of... so sweet. It's so sweet.
How much do you want to, like, really hate yourself?
Yes. Okay, drink a bottle of syrup.
I think we could dive down a rabbit hole with this analogy, like, or we just...
No, because we've been saying that about Washington's offense, and I'm like, yeah, but I think what it means is
you obviously, like, in a passing attack, too, you need the quarterback and the pass catchers. But when there are a lot of pass catchers spread out, yeah. You just want to
guzzle that syrup.
You want to shoot it straight. That's Kirk Cousins.
That's Kirk Cousins. Line up seven shot glasses of syrup.
Yes, of syrup.
Feeling good?
We were making fun of the way Al Michaels says Alfred Morris.
Maris.
Okay.
Let's talk about Alfred Maris.
Maris.
18 carries. 18 carries, 93 yards.
Alfred Maris.
Unbelievable.
I think Maris has been pretty good.
Yeah, I think it's a good sign that Morris has had double-digit carries in each of the last two games. Let's do this.
You feeling good after Steelers bye week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. A little rest. Hopefully Martavis can get involved here.
Oh, boy.
Who? Looking good.
I don't know who that is.
Martavis?
Okay.
He was getting feisty this morning. Harmon and I were saying, like,
they came
this,
at me.
This next, oh, we didn't I, come at you. We just said,
they came at me.
Historically, every year, the Steelers have a couple games where they play down to an inferior opponent and lose a game they have no business losing. We're like, oh, man, this week they go on the road to the Colts after their bye. And we're like, this feels like this could be one of those spots. And Franchez is like, what do you want to fight about it? He's trying to AJ Green us out.
I didn't say fight. Listen.
He said he was like, well, okay, then lay beer bets on it. We were saying, no. Listen, we're discussing the possibility of this happening. Yeah. Like, we're just having a conversation. Okay. You're cranking it immediately to 10.
They've attacked me. But listen, I apologize for my irrational reaction. And
well, you apologized to me. Gelhar
wasn't there, but I did apologize to Harmon, and he accepted it.
Okay, that's good.
And I'm sorry.
Wait. Matt Forte is from Tulane.
Yeah, sorry.
Matt Forte is from Tulane?
Yeah, I retract my statement.
I don't know where he was from.
Well,
as far as I'm concerned, he's from Chicago.
Jeez.
All right.
Wow.
He just popped up as a human entity.
That's right. To you, Chicago's in the South, right?
No, that's clearly in the Midwest. Clearly. Because
you could not.
What's the time zone?
You could not pinpoint where Chicago is on a map.
Wow, rude.
The fact that you have to hesitate tells me all I need to know.
If I could see where the lakes are, it's somewhere close to that body of water.
Somewhere close to the lakes.
Which one? There's five.
There's five lakes, right?
So I'll get somewhere in that range.
I'm not saying. I mean, you could palm it, but yeah. I said, point to it?
Yeah.
Like it's somewhere there.
Oh, point to it? No. Yeah. No.
Right,
0% chance.
Let's test. James, here's the map.
Okay. Here we go.
Which state? This is great audio.
Okay.
Well,
so
care,
we've
like,
pulled up a map. It's blank. It's got these state lines on it.
I think Erica's got it.
Okay. So I need to point to
where Chicago is.
Chicago is.
Where's Chicago, James? Are the lakes helping? Are the lakes
okay?
Help
okay,
all the
yeah.
Lakes?
It's by this lake. Wow.
Look at the struggle.
Okay, I'm gonna say, is it there?
Yeah, you're pretty close.
That's pretty close.
Is this Illinois?
To your left a little bit is Illinois.
Is this Illinois?
You were pointing in Indiana.
Yeah,
this is Indiana.
That's
yes.
Indiana.
Okay. then here. Yes.
Yeah, you're
okay,
good now. Pretty
see,
close.
I was actually thinking it was here.
Give me my computer.
Oh,
back.
God.
You're a disgrace.
Oh, I'm sweating
okay,
now.
Anyway, back to your Konos.
I'm sweating. Wow, that took some serious concentration.
The United States were
oh,
all
my
in
God.
White, so he knew like which country to look at.
which You mean which state?
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Man. Which country? That would be pretty
which
great.
Which country?
If we just gave him a blank to North America.
Man, that was – I am literally sweating.
Wow.
Woo. Oh, there's a lot going
what
on.
What a
there.
Trip down memory lane.
Maris.
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 Maris. I still don't want to drink an entire bottle of syrup.
Nope.
So there is.
I forgot.
I had some waffles.
I forgot how
day.
Into that analogy we got.
It was a while.
I forgot how heated Franchise and I got about Will frickin' Fuller.
I just love that. Did you not listen to what I just said?
And how can you? He just goes, how can you not agree with that? I'm like, I just don't agree.
Well, it's the funny, the way that you set it up, too. It's like, yeah, I hear what you're saying. Those are all, I totally agree. Those are all great points, but I think he doesn't have a good schedule. It's like, wait a second. That's the exact opposite of what you just said.
It's oh, man. Of course, Block Party was a fan favorite.
Indeed.
Still get those. And
Block Party!
Your close bit, I feel like there were even more probably
oh
that
my
we
God,
didn't
there
find.
There were so many.
There were a lot. I mean, we
so
haven't even joked
many.
About your backwards hat today.
When you look like, right. There was the one day where we looked like, oh, you just came from, like, doing kickflips in the half pipe. out in the streets in the skate park.
From a rave or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's so many.
A rave.
It's a recurring theme here on the podcast.
And luckily, I think the bit about my love life, definitely a funny juxtaposition, as Gelhard just said, you
right.
know, with the note of positivity to utter chaos mirrored 2 months, 3 months later.
It was.
Quite, but it wasn't as bad as I thought.
It's never like, open your heart to love? Is that what you said?
But something? here's the good news. Just like the Carolina Panthers, you know, okay. It is very similar. Just like the Carolina Panthers are now positioned for a nice playoff run.
Yeah.
I'm on board.
Okay.
Are you?
As expected. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally. Let me tell you what.
Sunday
listeners,
you said you weren't, though.
No, I'm on board.
Okay.
I'm definitely on board. Let me tell you, it's the same thing with my love life. We're turning the franchise around. I've said this many episodes. I've got nothing but good news and good news to say about my love life, and that's that.
John, I'm sure that's what everybody wants to hear that's listening in right now.
No, I think they're very – I mean, listen, I ended the last review podcast in a state of
– By the way, I still don't have anybody to watch Top Chef with, so I'm just SOL over here.
But you got air fryers.
I got it. Well, he wow. doesn't have
an oven. I have an oven.
I have
an air fryer.
Yeah, you have an air fryer as well. It's called an oven.
Okay.
Good. Okay.
Let's get out of here.
All right.
What a strange recurring bit that's become now.
You guys are idiots. Air fryer's great.
For Matt Harmon, for Matt Franchise, for the Whiz Kid from Wisconsin, Alex Gelhard, and, of course, producer Chris as well. I'm James Coe. We will see you later.
See you later.
Marshall.